Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled, We Need Help. We Need Help. In Matthew 6:13, we have the conclusion to what is commonly called the Lord's Prayer, but more accurately, should be called the disciples' prayer, as Jesus taught them to pray. Matthew 6:13 says, And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. People have struggled with this part of the prayer through the years. The problem is that James 1:13 plainly says God does not tempt anyone. He allows people to be tested, but he doesn't directly tempt anyone. So if God does not tempt anyone, why would we ask him to not lead us into temptation? Isn't it obvious he won't? Well, here is a case where you need to back up and think about this through the entire lens of Scripture. It is true that God does not directly tempt us, but it is also true that God is sovereignly in control of all circumstances involving the whole of life. This prayer is actually asking God to help us avoid falling into temptation. It is a recognition of dependence upon God and the need for His guidance to help us avoid falling into temptation. When it comes to temptation, we are no match for Satan. We need God's help. This prayer recognizes our need for God's leading to avoid the pitfalls of temptation. So the sense is this: lead us in such a way that we don't fall prey to temptation. Lead us away from it. Help us to avoid it. Just as we are dependent upon God to meet our daily physical needs, so we are dependent upon Him for our spiritual needs. We are a very needy and dependent people. Wisdom prayerfully recognizes this truth in every sphere. 1 Corinthians 10:13 says, No temptation has overtaken you except as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape that you may be able to bear it. Hebrews 4:15 and 16 says, For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. To show you all the more that the prayer is for divine help in avoiding the snares of temptation, the remainder of the verse says, But deliver us from the evil one. Right there is the problem. The devil is looking to ensnare us in sin. He constantly goes about seeking whom he may devour. 1 Peter 5:8. One of the titles for the devil is the tempter. In 1 Thessalonians 3:5. To deliver from means to rescue or save from. This prayer is a plea for God to help in the midst of satanic temptation. We need to rely on God. We are dependent upon Him to rescue us out of these perilous situations. We need His delivering power. How should we then pray? What should our pattern of prayer involve? How we should then pray is this. Verse 9, worship. Verse 10, submission. Verse 11, physical dependence. Verse 12, spiritual dependence. Verse 13, spiritual dependence. A footnote here, the doxology of verse 13, for yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever, amen, is not in the older manuscripts. It's a beautiful way to end the so-called Lord's Prayer, but evidently was a scribal insert. It's biblical in the sense that it in effect is a quote from 1 Chronicles 29:11. It is therefore called a liturgical interpolation. 1 Chronicles 29:11 says, Yours, O Lord, is the greatness, the power, and the glory, the victory, and the majesty. For all that is in heaven is and in earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head over all. Let us pray.